Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, donks? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in the RVA. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be all across this great country of ours. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning. Let's see, April 5th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Life is flying by, brother.
Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
What's up, Ricky?
And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You ready for the weekend? You ready for the weekend?
I'm ready for the weekend on Mondays. But yes, to answer your question, yes.
I had an epiphany as I was just wandering around my dark house, as I was about to leave out the front door. It just snapped to my mind that I don't have to wake up at 4:20 tomorrow morning.
That's right, you don't.
Isn't that great?
That just keeps me going through the day. Right. That's the motivating factor.
My body will wake up at 4:20, but
mine will not either. Mine will continue to snooze on my pillow.
Mine wakes up.
Body
like
clock,
Lurch.
Man. It just naturally gets up.
Mine also wakes up at 2.
But I won't get up out of bed. I'm just saying my body will wake up.
I'll probably be up late, though, because tonight you have the women's Final Four and the UConn Iowa game is the late game.
Yep.
Yeah, what time does that tip?
Probably 9:20.
Oh yeah, I won't.
Maybe later.
Maybe I'll watch like the first.
I'm gonna guess later.
It still throws me that they play quarters instead of halves. Curveball for your pal. But I haven't watched enough women's college.
They say
hoops.
The first game will tip off at 7. It won't.
Oh no.
And then they're playing in the same arena. So
I actually like quarters better than halves. I think
I like halves. I'm a creature of habit.
The foul situation is so much better in women's college basketball because I think you shoot two after five team fouls for every quarter.
Right.
Okay.
And so I think the men's game really gets bogged down in fouls and you know, a team can, you know, get to the line with 12 minutes left in a half as opposed to the women's game. It kind of runs more smoothly, I think.
Mm-hmm. Got quarters in the NBA, Cakes.
Yeah,
quarters are most things. It's really
he's used to soccer. You're used to halves in college.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah, I understand.
This is the first game, South Carolina NC State is will be interesting too, because I saw NC State play twice this year in the regular season. They lost to Virginia Tech twice. They were swept by Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech's best player, Liz Kittley, who's 6'6", killed them both times, had 25 and 12 in both games. And South Carolina's best player, Camilla Cardoza, is 6'7". So I think Cardoza is going to really own them. NC State doesn't have a real good athletic big. So they've got good athletic guards who can shoot. But South Carolina's center is 6'7". That's just a big girl in women's hoops.
It is crazy that on both the men's side and the women's side that UConn and NC State
are both in
the Final Four.
Wonder when the last time you had two teams in the Final Four on both men's and women the same year.
Has it ever happened?
Don't know. I have to check.
I mean, think about how many programs there are, Division I programs, on both the men's side and women's side.
That's just dump trucks of money that are going into both of those universities from the NCAA.
Sure, it's happened before, but
what a windfall.
I mean, UConn obviously has done it, you know, on the men and women's side a bunch of times because Geno's been to 23 Final Fours. Mm-hmm. And then UConn's been to a bunch of, you know,
how many has he won? How many has Geno won?
I think 11.
He's got 11. That would have been my guess. Yeah,
this will be 12.
That is a huge number, though.
But yeah, it's going to be a late night.
Yeah, I'm interested in watching it.
I am too.
Definitely the second game. I mean, South Carolina, I haven't watched 1 second of them. You just named their players. I couldn't have named them. I know they're undefeated.
Well,
I know their coach.
Well, and then the whole story with them is to rebound from losing to Iowa last year in the Final Four, where Caitlin Clark had 41 against them. So they're Dawn Staley's solely focused on winning the national championship.
I'm going to bet the Caitlin Clark overs. That is something I will do. I may not watch it.
Well, what is it? It's going to be high, though.
I don't know what that. I'll go to the.
That's a classic.
I'll go to BetMGM and I'll look at the overs for Caitlin Clark and I'll check that box.
You understand that Vegas, they understand that she scores a lot.
I understand. I get how Vegas works.
Oh, you think they're surprised?
I understand that, but I know that I looked at her overs before the last game and she just blew them all out of the water.
She did. Okay.
So I'm going to. All
right, so you have a little rationale.
Yeah, I'm going to tail that and hope the same thing happens.
I'll put this up a little bit later in the show as our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day.
Mm-hmm.
What are you more interested in, the women's Final Four or the men's Final Four?
I'm more interested in the men's. But
I'm back to the men. It was a comet streaking across the sky that I was interested in LSU-Iowa because of the rematch factor. Now I'm back. I'm back on the men's side.
I was interested last year because
I'm in the guys.
Clark and obviously with Virginia Tech getting there. But so I'm certainly interested in it, but right. I'm a men's college hoops fan. I mean, and
we're the dudes, Jason. That's all there is to it.
But it'll
I bet you
you're
in the minority.
I'll tell you what,
that's fine.
You might be right.
I don't have to be in the majority on everything. That's okay.
But I also know you. Me. I know you. You don't care about the men's side that much.
Not that much.
Are you a big NC State fan?
Not really.
Purdue fan?
I'll be completely honest. The first time I learned about DJ Burns was in the NCAA tournament.
Of course.
First time I heard his name.
Hey, Drab, I've never been more impressed. Like, Jason, I'm going to pay you a compliment. It's a compliment / I'm teasing.
What?
I've never been more impressed with your just overall sports knowledge than I am this morning. Just all of the women's nuggets that you bring. Well, I believe you're the biggest sports fan in the country.
No,
I really do believe
Pete Medhurst.
That.
I like it.
I love
okay,
Jason.
I would say, okay,
Pete Medhurst beats him.
You have to watch the games to be the biggest sports fan in the country.
I do watch the games.
But he still somehow has nuggets. He still somehow cares.
Because I follow
He's doing a little. He's doing show prep.
Okay.
Nobody really needs to
amazed by show prep.
You don't really have to do show prep on the other half of the women's bracket.
He knows
that's not really a thing.
He knows the women.
I follow it.
He dropped that nugget because he watches Virginia Tech hoops and he saw that big giant play against Virginia Tech. So you give him credit for that. But
No.
I honestly think there's a bit here
where we could ask him something about like steeplechase.
No.
And this guy's going to know the top riders or something. Like I just think he knows.
I just follow the stuff.
That's Pete Medhurst.
I know, Pete. You're right. You guys are bringing up a good point. Okay.
Yeah.
Second to Pete.
I used to be a bigger sports fan when I was younger. I'm not. I mean, I don't follow all the teams as much as I used to when I was younger.
Well,
does that make sense?
Of course.
Nobody does, except for maybe you.
No, I'm into women's hoops because, like I said, the last 3 years, I've followed Virginia Tech, so I kind of follow the teams they play.
Right. I like sports. I like if I'm at Cornell or something, I'll watch the Cornell women's team play.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't absorb it all the way you do. It's just amazing.
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. You asked me what I look forward to each day. It's usually something on TV on sports.
Right.
You look forward to going to, you know, playing a simulator for 9 holes.
I play golf or go dinner and then watch something. I like to watch a little something, but I can't just watch just anything. No, and the things I do watch are different to you because I'll watch American Idol.
You watch all that stuff.
We all have different interests.
Most of us were watching the Caps last night, and maybe we shouldn't have.
Yeah, it was a depressing watch.
No, and by the way, they're done. They're done.
I mean,
because they're not beating Carolina tonight on the road.
I'm not ruling them out yet, but
yeah,
we shouldn't be surprised that they lose because they're very mediocre. They just got hot, and we like that, but we shouldn't be surprised.
The goal differential stinks.
It does.
And it's haunting.
But this is the worst time on the schedule to lose 4 straight.
Yeah,
the worst possible time.
Except the Flyers had lost a bunch in a row, right?
I know.
They've lost 5 straight.
They just need. The reason why they got in playoff position is because the other team started collapsing around them.
Right, but last night the Islanders beat the Blue Jackets. That doesn't help.
They may not be that last wild card either. I mean, now Pittsburgh and the Islanders are right there, smack dab in the middle.
Now, no, it's the division.
Yeah, division is what they have to
Bettinati
face now.
Bettinati has told you all along, look at the division and look at the Flyers. The Flyers have lost five in a row.
Well, that's
and the
what
Caps
I'm saying.
Have lost four in a row.
That's what I'm telling you, that the Islanders and the Pens are in the division, and they're smack dab in the middle of it now. So, and have you looked at the Caps schedule?
They've
got one easy out.
And that's brutal.
That's Ottawa at home.
Right.
That's one decent out. Everything else is brutal.
Ottawa gave up a six-piece last night. I can't remember who they played. They got blanked. It was ugly.
But, yeah, that was – I turned it off after 2-0 because when the puck went off the skate, and went past Chucky. I said, you know what? This is not their night.
I think you're going to see Kempe tonight. Well, I don't know. His name's Darcy, I guess.
You should see Darcy
tonight, second of a back-to-back, I would think.
Right.
I mean, unless you just want to completely run like Chucky into the ground.
Well, I mean, I know that Carberry doesn't care about money. But at some point, you're paying this guy $5 million a year. Yeah. Like, go out and earn it.
You
go out there
deal.
And make a, go, this, go get your money tonight. Mm-hmm. Go earn your money tonight. We need you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
We need a big Darcy performance tonight.
It's those shot against Linger. The guy's just worn out, you know.
He's got to be so gassed.
Yeah, he's worn out. He needs a break.
But you know what else they need? They need people to score.
Yeah. Understood.
Last four games. 1-2-2-1. Not good enough.
Not nearly good enough.
All right, so you got to score
the
goals.
The only good thing from last night's game is that Ovi scored. Other than that, I can't think of one positive from
last
night's
Caps game.
They almost
blew that opportunity, too. They had a 5-on-3, and for the first minute, they couldn't even get it into the zone.
Oh, they had a power play. I can't remember when. I think
they almost gave up a goal on 5-on-3. That was actually a really good save by Lindgren. Because somehow, in a 5-on-3, the 3 had a fast break.
Yeah. In the second period, they had a power play where I think Locker said, they were in the offensive zone for about 14 to 20 seconds of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, well, how can you expect to score a goal on a power play if you're not getting your power play set up and you're not establishing in the other team's defensive zone?
Right.
Like that was a gross loss, a gross one at home that you really needed.
Yep, you're right.
But
needed to get at least a point.
Maybe they bounce back tonight. I like to grasp. Even though it's a tightrope.
Well, they
walk.
Are pros. I mean, anything's possible.
Now they called up a goalie from the minors yesterday, Hunter Shepard.
Yeah,
I don't know why they do that. They're not going to play him, would they?
Oh, that's the ultimate insult.
They've like completely lost faith.
That's
Darcy.
The ultimate insult.
I mean, yeah, you can't play him. You can't play him in a high pressure spot with a player.
Maybe they claim he's hurt. Maybe they claim Darcy's hurt.
I don't know. I found it curious.
Darcy might have a little bowel inflammation or something. You know, he's come up with something.
Why did they call up Hunter Shepard?
It's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, it might be a big nothing burger. Might mean absolutely nothing, but I found it curious that they called him up.
No disrespect to him, but if I see that he's starting tonight, I'm going to plow some money in on
him. Is that
the
one whose mom was in the stands at one point last year? Remember, he made it. Wasn't it the Caps goalie that made a start, and it was like a big deal?
I think it might have been earlier this year.
Yeah.
He might have played like against
the Devils. Was it this guy?
Might have been Hunter Shepard. Yeah. It sounds right.
Yeah. It was like some sort of like miracle story that he was called up or whatever and playing. I can't remember.
And Philly and Detroit play tonight too. So you got Philly at Buffalo and you've got the Detroit hosting the Rangers. So you're rooting against those two teams, obviously,
correct,
as well.
All we want is one local team.
How many times have we come in to say, man, it was a bad night for the locals last night?
Yeah, we're doing an awful lot.
Well, I'm a beaten man. I was telling the guys, I'm a beaten man.
All of us are.
Yeah, I know. But of course you are. But I just can't get interested when we just lose all the time.
Yeah, it's a given with the Wizards. We expect this for probably 3 more seasons at least.
Well, I actually didn't think so. I thought it would be a couple season turnaround, and then it just became obvious, no, this year. Oh, it's going to be a long time.
Yeah.
I told you when they brought in Jordan Poole and Kuzma, to me, they are not winning players. Ironically, both have championship rings, but they're just guys that are going to get up.
Well, you
get
know,
their
we've
numbers.
Been killing Poole,
he's played
but
better
Kuz
late.
put up his numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's having a year.
It is distressing when you see the headline that the upcoming draft is the worst in decades.
Right.
According to
we're right
NBA
up there for
execs.
One or two.
And that's when the Wiz are in full-blown tank mode.
Well, I think all you need to know about Kyle Kuzma is he could have been traded to a contender.
I know, didn't want to go.
Yeah. The Dallas Mavericks?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
And he said, no, I want to keep putting up my numbers here for the Wizards. No.
The most mystifying part is that the Wizards...
Listen to
just
him.
Said, okay, we won't trade you.
Because I don't think it mattered to them. They ended up trading Gafford, right? Yeah. So yes, to them, it doesn't really matter because neither guy is part of their long-term future. Kuzma this year averaging 22 points and let's see. How many rebounds?
How many games has he missed?
6.6 rebounds. He's played in 70 games. Kuzma.
Maybe he's missed a bunch with that heel issue just lately.
Man, I give the Toronto.
How many has he missed lately?
I give the Raptors a lot of credit. They've lost 15 straight games. They're really trying to get in the mix for a top 4 or 5 pick. What are they doing in Toronto?
Remember, they traded their best player in Pascal Siakam. Mm.
Well, things are not going well.
Hmm.
But with the Caps, Cakes updates those playoff chances.
Yeah.
Every day.
Pretty grim.
I mean, it shows you kind of how silly those numbers are. I mean, because there's such wild fluctuations. It was just last week, it was like 78% or whatever the hell it is. They lose tonight. Cake said it's down to 23%.
Yep.
I mean, literally
36% chance of qualifying
upside down
for the playoffs
in a week.
To use Jason's,
what use are those numbers?
To use Jason's metric, though, he never liked the overtime loss. If you count those as losses, they're a sub 500 team.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, I'm not surprised by
that. They still get points for
they are losses
those games.
I mean, to be fair, it's not like Jason's being a Grinch.
I mean, the other teams
they are losing.
Other teams get overtime losses too.
It's not one time they get overtime losses. They skate off sized.
Right. If you get an overtime win, it's just a win.
Yeah, it should be a win. I mean, I understand to reward you a little bit with a point, but it feels like an effing loss.
I get so bitter looking at MoneyPuck.com at all of the teams that have a 100% chance of qualifying for the playoffs.
I get you bitter.
And the Caps aren't one of them. Yeah. Got to keep scrolling down. Oh, listen. Boston, 100%. Florida, 100%. Winnipeg, 100%. Vegas, 99.9%. Caps, 36%.
Well, we should actually all be grateful that they're even in this position because they were sellers like we keep talking about a month ago.
True.
I mean, it's actually nobody expected this, that they'd even be in the hunt.
Well, Brian McClellan, the GM, certainly didn't expect it. That's why he's selling off pieces.
Well, right. The Caps and Penguins are going in different directions because the Caps have lost 4 in a row. Their goal differential in the year is minus 38. Meanwhile, the Pens, who were 1 point behind them, they've won 3 in a row. And they are actually in the positive on point differential. So Caps fortunate to be in the position they are.
You know, Jake, hopefully how do you feel tonight. About tonight?
Terrible.
Not good.
Terrible. Good.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Normally he's positive too. You're.
Yeah, but I mean they looked lifeless at home. Now they have to hop on a bird after the game, fly down to Carolina, and play one of the best teams in the conference. How could you feel great about that?
I think your answer is correct. But it's kind of stark and striking coming from you. You normally don't like to have negative vibes. You don't like to think
I'm
negatively.
I'm jolly positive with the Caps generally.
Yeah, but you're not right now.
Last night,
you're not.
Last night hurt me. It cut me to the core.
Carolina is minus 275 to win tonight.
Yeah, I mean, massive
even on the puck line, they're minus number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good for the Caps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That's good.
Maybe they'll, you know, when we write them off, maybe they'll just rise to the occasion.
Maybe. Or maybe they just have 11 days left in the season.
Oh, no, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't handle people that hate the Caps sending me GIFs of or cartoons of Ovi lifting a golf bag over his head.
It's an oldie but goodie.
I remember that so vividly before he won the Stanley Cup. Every offseason, it would be the jokes about how do you serve a white Russian? Give it to him without a cup. I mean, all those jokes, like, they're all just gonna come streaming back. Oh.
Well, that's the state of the team. They're at Carolina tonight. They go have home game against Ottawa on Sunday, at Detroit on Tuesday.
I will say this.
At Buffalo next Thursday. It's a sprint.
If they lose to the Ottawa Senators,
yeah,
I will officially abandon ship. I will give up. I'll officially give up hope. If they somehow drop a game.
That's the game after Carolina?
If they drop a game to the Sens. Yep. I will no longer harbor any playoff hopes.
You should go to that game Sunday at 6. Mm. It's not that late.
That's a good time. You're right. Yep. Maybe I will.
All right, got to take a break. We are packed on today's show. Kevin McCarthy is going to join us, talk movies coming up at 7. Reggie Barlow, yes, the D.C. Defenders are back. Home opener against Houston on Sunday. We'll talk to the head coach, Reggie Barlow, at 7:20. John Feinstein at 8. And Mike DeCourcy, who covers the Final Four, will join us at 9 o'clock.
Phoenix, Strabby, DeCourcy?
He is.
Oh, he has to be. He's one of the big dogs.
Yeah, I figured.
So we will talk to him coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.